senior Hamas member says it would include 150 Palestinian prisoners for 50 Israeli hostages. CBS's MTS Tayyab is in Tel Aviv.
Benjamin Netanyahu will meet with his security cabinet. After that, the full security cabinet will meet. And then after that, the full government will meet and will vote on this deal. And then after that, the Supreme Court will have to weigh in.
With Thanksgiving just 2 days away, airlines are expecting their biggest travel week of the year. Meteorologist David Parkinson says a severe storm system could get in the way.
Atlanta, Hartsfield, and Charlotte likely seeing the worst weather. As we move into the afternoon and evening, the rain does pick up for the mid-Atlantic, so expect some delays at the D.C. airports.
Buyers hitting the brakes on existing home sales. They've fallen to their slowest pace in more than 13 years. CBS News Brief. Deborah Rodriguez.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments on a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps today. Marquette University's John Johnson says the court will decide if districts of so-called islands outside their borders are constitutional.
So they proposed a map that kept municipalities in a single district, even when the municipality was composed of pieces that didn't all touch each other.
Johnson spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Numbers from the first weekend of Wisconsin's gun deer season come out today. Last week, the Department of Natural Resources predicted this year's harvest could be down due to mild weather and no snow. Last year, Wisconsin hunters killed more than 203,000 deer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Brothers bringing the taste of Texas to Stevens Point with a breakfast taco food stand will close for the season soon. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Amigos Tacos in Stevens Point opened the truck about a month ago. Open every day from 7 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. in the District 1 Brewing Company parking lot. They'll remain open through tomorrow. Then they are closing for the winter and will return for business in the spring.
Renowned organist George Filty will perform at McMillan Memorial Library on Wednesday from 1 to 3 in the Fine Arts Center. Team game day will take place from 2 to 4. Remember, the library will be closed Thursday and Friday this week. The Rekindle the Spirit Parade will take place Wednesday night from 5:45 to 7:30 in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. The parade starts at 3rd Avenue and will cross the Grand Avenue Bridge, ending at Lincoln Street by the Hotel Mead, where you can get pictures with Mr. and Mrs. Claus. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Packers prepare for the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back at practice after the win over the Chargers. But from the training room, 16 players listed on the Packers injury report, 6 unable to practice. Banged up maybe, but not quitters, says wide receiver Christian Watson.
I mean, I think that we just showed it again, but what we already knew. We knew that, you know, we were fighters and we were going to keep on battling to the last second. I think Jay Love said that at the end, you know, we'd been on the wrong end of, you know, that battle, you know, a little too much this year. And it was just exciting that we came out on the right end this time and kept on fighting all the way to the end.
It's the Packers and the Lions Thursday morning at 11:30. NBA, the Bucks dominate the Wizards 142-129. Giannis with 42 points. Chris Middleton, still recovering from that knee surgery, had 18 points, surpassing Michael Redd, and now Sidney Moncrief for the fourth highest career scorer in team history.
You know, shout out to Michael Redd, shout out to Sidney Moncrief. To come out here and pass those legends, it means a lot.
That's the Bucks' Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 44. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, 24. Tomorrow, high of 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin travels to Minneapolis to battle for the Axe. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Did you know Wisconsin Rapids used to be two towns, one on each side of the river? Centralia consolidated with Grand Rapids, but residents wanted a name change. Too much mail ended up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, not Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids became the official city name in 1920. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes.
But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you with us. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. And you can always call in or text at 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Right now, though, we are going to start off. If you are looking for some unusual gifts, perhaps for someone in your life this holiday season, this is the guy that you want to talk to. Ryan Walther is joining us. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. Really excited to have you here. I saw this article in the Cap Times about prank. Your company is called Pranko, which is based in Minneapolis. But before we talk about Pranko, I want to talk about your history with Wisconsin's beloved The Onion.
The only place for news.
Oh, yes. And the America's finest news source. Oh,
that's right. That's right.
By far.
Yes. Yes, yes. The beacon of truth. It is near and dear to my heart. I was fortunate enough to be an early partner in The Onion way back in the day and sold my comedic goats, I guess you could say, with The Onion, and did that for, boy, over 23 years, I believe, just when we were just a newspaper in Madison, and was fortunate to be a part of its growth to, I think we did close to 20 markets for the print edition. Clinton deploys vowels to Bosnia. That was our first online article. Onion Radio News, Onion News Network, books, New York Times bestselling, Our Dumb Century, merchandise, you name it. Really was part of growing that multimedia empire. So, I think of The Onion every day.
I always imagine what your editorial meetings must have been like, because it's almost like you would have three buckets. We'll have a bucket of animals, we'll have a bucket of food things, and we'll have a bucket of politicians, and throw some things at the wall and see how we can mash this all together.
Right, right. That's the beauty of The Onion, is the theater of the mind. Anything works. So one of my favorite lines, too, just to kind of put on that, is Dwarf Falls equivalent of 10 stories. Now that is news that no one is reporting.
You know, so, I'm a huge fan. Growing up, I used to run to get the print edition. I mean, anywhere in Waukesha, we could find it. I went to go see Patton Oswalt at the Comedy Club on State 2 weeks ago. And in the front row, he did a little bit of crowd work, and he said, "What's your name?" And I can't remember the gentleman's name. You'll probably know his name. And he goes, "What do you do?" He goes, "I'm a comedy writer." He goes, "Well, who did you work for?" He goes, "I wrote for The Onion." And that for the next, like, 15 minutes of the show, Patton was just asking him questions. He was,
yeah.
And he goes, "Would I know any of your headlines?" He goes, "I wrote Black Man Asks America for Change.
And yeah, so Obama elected. Right. Yep. Seen begging in major cities.
Yeah.
It's the byline on that article.
That's how influential it is. It stopped Patton Oswalt from doing stand-up for like 15 minutes because he was so enamored with this gentleman in the front row.
And that's huge praise. Yeah. That's huge praise. One of my favorite stories, Ryan, and I don't remember the particulars of it, but one of your stories was picked up by an overseas government and presented as fact. It was one of the funniest things that has ever happened.
Yeah, that happened a lot. A lot of free good press. In fact, this is the great thing about The Onion, too, is we never spent a dollar on marketing. It was all word of mouth. It was all grassroots. And it became a household name in comedy, you know, around the globe, really.
Yeah.
But that was in reference to the parody of all the stadium owners wanting new stadiums and these, you know, $2 billion stadiums that taxpayers are paying for. But the Senate demanded a new Capitol Dome in D.C. or they were going to move. And it would have been the dome would have been a retractable roof. It would have had dancing waterfalls. A wonderful parody on the stadium deal. And Beijing Times picked it up. The correspondent in D.C. saw The Onion. We had saw the print edition and verbatim picked up the paper and thought it was real. And translated it verbatim, including photos of the retractable dome and the dancing waterfalls, and put it in the Beijing Times and million copies a day that went out to. So that was all over NPR and the news that the Beijing Times was fooled by The Onion. I still don't think they understood that it wasn't real, but it was great press nonetheless.
Yeah.
Though you guys must have been high-fiving each other all over the place when that happened. What a victory.
It was great. Yeah, indeed. The old tongue-in-cheek style of news delivery. Well, you get a lot of that today anyway, but and the other thing about The Onion too is that next generation, it's kind of what we got into Pranko as well. The Onion's a parody of news, but Pranko, social commentary on news, certainly. And Pranko is a social commentary on consumerism. But it's just that younger audience at the time, it was The Daily Show and The Onion, that's where they got a sense of what was going on in this world.
Absolutely.
So we need to bring that back. Let's bring that news
back. I don't disagree with you.
That's how. So maybe someday, right?
Right. Yeah. Ryan Walther is our guest. He is one of the co-founders of Wisconsin's own The Onion, and now he is one of the co-founders of a company called Pranko. So, Ryan, tell us about Pranko's offerings.
So, I'm a empty box baron. So, what we do is sell empty boxes, these boxes are full of entertainment. I like to liken it as an entertainment vessel. Way back in the day, my co-founder in Pranko, Eric Nordby, came to The Onion, actually, with this idea of an empty box that had what would be like a bogus-looking product on it from an inventor and or a clueless company. And it always told the line of, is this a real
product? Oh, we just lost him.
We'll wait for him to come back.
We will wait for him to come back.
Yeah. I'm on my cell phone here.
There
we go. There we are. He came to us with this concept of an empty box. And like I said, it looks like a fake product, or it looks like a real product. Much like The Onion, it's written in tongue-in-cheek. Each panel has a new joke displaying the product in action. And then you put the real gift inside. And when you put the real gift inside, you wrap it up. You go to the party. You give it to them. They open it up saying, what is this? Why did you get me a Visorganizer, a wallet for your head, or a cheese printer, a printer that actually can put a slice of cheese on it and a picture puts a photo on it. This year we have a squirrel hot tub. That's one of the new boxes because, you know, everybody loves squirrels, sure. But why not give your friend a hot tub for the backyard so the squirrels can take some time off, too? We have close to about 70 styles of these boxes now. We come out with new ones every year. And like I said, like The Onion is a social commentary on the news, Pranko is a social commentary on consumerism. So we play off a lot of trends. But like we were talking about earlier, It's a theater of the mind, so that's why the squirrel hot tub definitely works.
Oh, the cover of it is so funny. The cover, the squirrel's kicking back. He's, you know, just chilling in this little backyard hot tub. It's hilarious. I also like the what is the Fire Chief Family board game?
Oh, that's a game that you can play with your family, and it's actually you put the fire in the center of the table, and light it, and then everyone has their little extinguisher to put it out, and whoever puts it out first wins. So, of course, for those listening, this is just a joke. It's an empty box. We want to deliver laughs. We back in the day at the Onion, we couldn't keep this thing. So with Eric, we couldn't keep these in stock. And once I saw this, I kind of started to realize, you know, we all grew up with Comedy Central, The Daily Show, The Onion, Family Guy, The Simpsons. We have a great Comedy Central. We have a great regard for comedy. I always have. I had a great education for comedy. Then I kind of started looking into the gift industry and realizing that American Greetings and Hallmark kind of own this industry just because they have such a footprint. And they weren't really connecting with the next generation. So got to think a little bit more. And then I came to realize there's over 500 million gifting occasions every year in the United States alone. And gifting to me, it felt so mundane and kind of boring to shop for people and just, you know, I'm obligated to give you this card that's not going to make you laugh, right? So what we sought out to do was develop a 21st century gift company with Pranko, and came out with we're up to over 70 boxes in different styles. It's an entertainment vessel. You put the gift inside and wrap it up and give it to the person, and they become confused and eventually amused. And our job is laughter delivered. So we wake up every day and we just want to make sure that we're delivering more and more laughs through around the world.
All right, Ryan, how much are you charging for these empty boxes?
You can get these boxes for $9 on Amazon or Pranko.com. And now more than ever, this world needs a laugh. So we believe like we developed an emotion in a gift-giving situation. So we're quite happy that people are catching on. People love it. But all we want to do is bring more laughter to this world. And for this upcoming holiday, give the gift of laughter.
And again, I go back to your development meetings at Pranko. Are you guys all doing shots or something? I mean, where?
Yeah, there's no windows in our office. Put it that way.
Because I just wonder how you come up with such absurd and hilarious notions.
Yeah. Eric he's the creative director. And, you know, again, I've been cutting my teeth on The Onion for 23 years. So our lenses are a little off. So how we look at things, we look at the world through a different lens. Yep. And, he's a genius. He's able to, you know, he builds these products, the Rotowipe. I don't know if you saw that one, but that's get rid of toilet paper. And it's just a little wheel that comes up on the toilet and spins at 1500 wipes per minute. He builds these things and then he Photoshops them and takes pictures of them. And again, it's presented as this product is real. Another one that,
Ryan, Ryan, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ryan Walther is our guest, one of the co-founders of Pranko. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You wouldn't believe me. It's too easy.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We're not comfortable
until you are
at Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin on the board. You can always check in if you want to call and or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Thank you very much, Greg Bach. Or if you're watching on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can also leave a comment there as well, and we will make sure to see it. We are joined by one of the co-founders of Wisconsin's The Onion, even though it's no longer Wisconsin's The Onion, and one of the co-founders of a company called Pranko, based in Minneapolis, where you can buy prank gift boxes and then actually put the real gift inside. But are people disappointed, Ryan, when they find out that, you know, the family fire department game doesn't actually exist?
It is funny that we do get a lot of I wish this really existed. Bathe and Brew coffee maker, a coffee maker for your shower head. Take cream with your conditioner. So that's an example of one. But on the other side, too, their Ewax candle kit, that kind of is little repulsive. It's a set where it retracts your ear, takes your ear wax from your head, and then you make candles and forms. And the image on that one on the cover is brilliant, but that certainly stops people in their tracks. But yeah, we get the pet sweep, which is little mops for your dog or your cat, so they can help around the house, keep the house clean. From the inventor, Todd Lawson, who is a germaphobe, but loves pets.
Yep, well, we lost our connection again with Ryan Walther is our guest. He is the co-founder.
He has a line. He is. Sorry about that. He has a line of pet products that he's a germaphobe, as I mentioned. And but he loves pets and he wants to have them in the house, but he develops this line to where the pets can help around the house, keep things clean. So we have a pranko.com or Amazon, over 70 different styles and style for everyone on your list. Put their real gift inside and bring the laughs this holiday season.
I am looking at the earwax candle kit and it is horrifying.
Oh, that's so
mission accomplished.
So your co-founder, your co-founder of Pranko actually makes up little prototypes of these and then photographs them and puts them on the box.
Yeah. So that is actually, what you see, the earwax is, that they use like for sealant in, plumbing. Yeah. So, it has that color, to it. So he bought a bunch of that and just put some rubber gloves on and formed a candle and put some human hair in there and put a wick on top and took a picture and voila, we have earwax candles.
I just saw the donut dispenser.
What's that? What's amen. The donut dispenser?
You look
the
it up. You look it up. I'm not telling you now.
You can see all of these
the
displayed.
Donut holster is a big hit.
Yes.
The donut holster.
The donut holster.
You can see all of these at pranko.com and, as Ryan said, at amazon.com as well.
Did we lose you?
Oh,
no. Are you there? No. I think he's having some a few glitchy problems with the live stream.
I lost you on the live stream there, so unfortunately
we still
the
got
viewing
you.
Audience. yeah, viewing audience can't see my face anymore. So that's probably a good thing anyway. Yeah. So
is there any pressure to expand? I mean, I'm not quite sure how you could expand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. We're actually, again, we want to develop that. We're getting into infomercials. So soon we'll be dropping the donut holster infomercial, actually, which will be a ton of fun. And we already have a knapsack infomercial, which is basically just a sack you can put over your head and take a nap anytime, anywhere.
The picture of the guy wearing the knapsack looks very not in good condition. Like,
yeah, REM. He was in a very deep sleep.
Yeah, there you go.
So we're going to be making infomercials against all of these boxes. So the experience of gifting can even get better, where you can show the recipient and the people at the party the infomercial while they open the gift. And we're also actually going to take this to the media, really become a media content company and bring the world of Pranko to life. Potentially, maybe doing a parody of a famous show called Shark Tank, where the Prankoverse are the entrepreneurs and inventors and present the sharks like a Spinal Tap for business. How about that?
I love that.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's in the works right now, and actually a former Onion writer, Maddie Pop.
Ryan, have we still got you?
So, and in addition to that, too, we have, you know, like gift wrap kit. We have a line of gift bags, which are a ton of fun. Holiday wearables, which are a ton of fun. Obviously, they have jokes on them, and they deliver laughter. So we just want to be that brand for the party. Our brand equity is laughter delivered. So everything that we do, we want to make sure that we give you the keys to the car and you can bring the laughs.
It's gotta be pretty great to work at a place where your whole day is centered around making people laugh and inventing silly things.
Yes, indeed. I get out of bed. It gets you out of bed. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. So,
we don't take things too seriously in this world, but, that's okay. Most people shouldn't.
Well, and you just remind me of that old Saturday Night Live bit. And this is going way back. Where it was, I think it was Shimmer. So it's a floor wax, and it's also a dessert topping.
I was a big Bass-O-Matic 76 fan.
That's Bass-O-Matic 76 was also great. Yeah. But echoes
great
of
bass.
That.
Dan Aykroyd.
That's great bass.
That's great bass.
Indeed.
Check it out at pranko.com if you were looking for some levity this holiday season. Doesn't just have to be around the holidays. It can be for birthdays and, I'm sure, anniversaries. Weddings,
every day.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's
yep.
Every day. Yep. Every day is a Pranko day.
Every day is a Pranko day. Anything you can lift the curtain on? Any new prototypes in the couple of minutes we have left, Ryan?
Well, you can check out a parody of hair extensions. And we have a new box this year, pet tail extensions. So your dog has always wanted a longer tail, right? Now we have brought it for you. So, and it's so long, you can even use it as a leash, and that you can check that one out online as well. But, keep checking back for more. We love the parody. We love the satire. We love making people laugh, and, it's a theater of the mind. And, each and every day that we wake up, we, want to make sure that people are always coming back, wondering what we're going to do next.
That's so awesome, Ryan. Thank you so very much for joining us. It's been so much fun. Ryan Walther is one of the co-founders of Pranko. You can find them at pranko.com. Have a wonderful holiday, Ryan, and we'll get you back on sometime down the road, okay?
Awesome. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Stay with us when we come back. You have veto power over Thanksgiving side dishes. Which one's got to go? That's coming up next on As Goes Wisconsin. Give it away now. 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 Give it away now.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Dollar General stores will pay $850,000 after an investigation of inaccurate price tags at stores across Wisconsin. Customers complained that items were ringing up higher at the cash register than the prices marked on the shelves. State investigators say on average prices were 17% higher than listed. Dollar General has agreed to accuracy checks every 90 days, but is not admitting to breaking any laws. Governor Evers says he wants state lawmakers to release some of the money approved for two Native American nations in the state budget. The Joint Finance Committee voted to withhold money from the tribes, which is approved in the state budget. Governor Evers is asking Joint Finance to release $2 million of the $11 million to the Bad River and Lac des Flambeaux Native Nations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Today is the two-year anniversary of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. Six people were killed and 60 injured when a man drove his vehicle through the parade. Governor Evers acknowledged that the attack united the people of Waukesha, Wisconsin, and people across the nation. Flags will be lowered to half-staff across the state in remembrance by order of the governor. Waukesha will hold commemorative events today to honor the victims. Aspirus Health in Wisconsin Rapids now offers orthopedic services. Four orthopedic surgeons have joined the orthopedic care team at the Aspirus Riverview Clinic. They offer care for all ages and can provide the latest in diagnosis and treatment, both surgical and non-surgical. These include care for all types of injuries and conditions that affect your joints from your foot to your shoulder. They can also perform joint replacement surgery and bone fracture repair. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badgers basketball gets past Virginia. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team advancing to the final round of the Fort Myers tip-off tournament by beating Virginia 65-41 in Florida. A better showing than their performance at home against Robert Morris University. Badgers guard Chucky Hepburn.
You know, coming off that Robert Morris game, you know, we knew we had to fix things fast because we were going to play a great team like Virginia. And we locked in practice Saturday and Sunday. We were able to really lock in defensively, and that showed today.
So the Badgers will face SMU in the final round of the tournament, 7:30 tomorrow night. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks with a five-game winning streak last night in Washington. It was the Bucks 142-129 over the Wizards. Adrian Griffin describes Giannis scoring 42 points.
Unstoppable. Man, he was in his rhythm tonight. He's unstoppable.
That's the Bucks head coach, Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 44. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, 24. Tomorrow, high of 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Song, stuff my turkey all night long. Sing the turkey stuffing song.
Take a stuffing.
Stuffing in my turkey.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Rye. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can check in at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Just a reminder as well, coming up at 11:50, Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley is going to be joining us. There is going to be a memorial this afternoon. It is the two-year anniversary of the attack against the Waukesha Parade. So the mayor will be here to explain what's going to happen. There are going to be some road closures a little bit later in downtown Waukesha. Right now, though, we are going to give you veto power. We're just a couple of days away from Thanksgiving. You have veto power to veto any Thanksgiving side dish. We just want you to justify it. So what would it be? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What Thanksgiving side dish should be vetoed and why? Cindy, we're so glad you're calling back. Cindy from Wausau is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thank you. So you texted yesterday, correct?
Yes.
And you have feelings about gravy.
Gravy is the devil's juice. It is the devil's juices, most definitely. Yeah.
Is this applicable to all gravy?
I'm an anti-gravier, I have found. I'm willing to get t-shirts to say that.
The anti-gravy party?
I am. Yes, absolutely. I'm president of that.
So you're not MAGA, Make America Gravy Again?
Oh, hell no.
Okay. So Cindy, the thing is that you're coming really hard in the paint on this one. I have to know what is the history of why are you so food coding phobic?
Where did gravy hurt you, Cindy?
Well, let me lay down here and assume the position so I can talk.
Okay. Should I be charging you $250 an hour for this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right. I expect the bill in the mail. I grew up with a mother and family members that make gravy that is gray and chunky, flavorless, and gelatinous.
Oh.
Are you English?
I have English heritage, yes.
That speaks a lot about that. Okay, yeah.
Gray is bad.
Yeah.
If food should never be gray. No, that's never a promising sign.
Gray, bland, and chunky? I don't know. That just
So you have a history of gravy trauma.
I do. I am deep-seated gravy trauma.
Okay. So
absolutely.
Thank you for opening up and sharing that with us, Cindy. Now, this is about, have you ever been curious about other gravies? Even like going to the store and buying a pre-made gravy that you know that had the right spices, seasonings, salts, flavor, the whole nine yards. It's going to be, you know, your family has come nowhere near this gravy. Have you ever been curious on other forms of gravy that might like revive you?
I am gravy curious.
Gravy this curious
is
good.
Called progress.
That's a step in the right direction,
all
Cindy.
Right.
We'll get you there.
I have found that I prefer the term enhancing sauce.
I think that's what the baseball players were doing back in the 90s too, to hit those home runs. They were taking enhancing sauce.
We'll go with enhancing sauce, Cindy.
Okay, so Cindy, so here's the deal. So you're doing Thanksgiving this year. Are you cooking? Are you going somewhere? Are you celebrating at all? Has gravy scarred you so hard you don't even recognize turkey-based holidays?
My boyfriend and I are hosting.
Okay.
He has made an enhancing sauce.
Perfect.
Nice.
Perfect.
To show how much I have healed and grown as a enhancing sauce connoisseur now.
Okay.
I have bought him a cat puking gravy boat.
Oh God.
Okay. All right.
To serve it in.
90-degree turn to weird. All right, cool.
Their taste testing has to happen before it is served to get final approval, of course.
Sure, sure.
Well, I mean, clearly, other people can have the gravy. You just don't have to have it. Like, if you don't like it, that doesn't mean it goes away. Sorry, enhancement sauce.
Enhancing sauce, absolutely. And to each his own gravy.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Now, I have a question for you, another question. This is fascinating. I don't know about you, Jane, but I'm in this. I don't care if anyone else contacts us. I want to just talk to Cindy for the rest of the day. I don't mean to spoil anything, but if you ever go to New York and you get spaghetti or a pasta-based dish, they call their sauces gravy.
Ooh.
Did I just ruin pasta for you?
You might have. That's I'm feeling a little like I need to pull in a little bit today.
They put red enhancing sauce on there. Better?
Well, see, that's when you word it that way, yeah. It does open the possibilities up.
You're keeping an open mind, Cindy.
Cindy from Wausau, I just want you to know I feel better just knowing that you're out there listening.
You're keeping an open mind and you're exposing yourself to new things. This is what life's all about,
Cindy. You are my kind of people, Cindy. Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Would you report back in the...
Come eat with us.
Oh, well then, Wausau, invite your mayor, Katie Rosenberg, and we'll all have ourselves a time.
That would be a ball. Thank you. Thank you so much, Cindy. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
You have veto power. Which Thanksgiving side dish should be vetoed? If you feel as strongly as Cindy does, please call in and defend your decision. We have a couple of texts listening in Green Bay on WGBW. I would veto squash. Yuck.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of squash. It's just nothing to me.
It's a butter delivery system.
Yeah, it's just...
Right? It's because you use butter and cinnamon?
Yeah, I just say, who cares about it? I'm bored. Jettison squash.
I could go without squash, although, I do love butter.
I mean, luckily you have biscuits, you have potatoes, you can have a lot of things that get that butter, that butter to your face.
Listening here on WAUK, sweet potato casserole, the consistency along with the overly sweet taste, blech. I agree with you, and I think the downfall for sweet potato casserole is marshmallows. Marshmallows are useless. Marshmallows are bad couch stuffing that are squishy.
Tell me how you really feel, Jane.
With a slightly sweet taste.
I would say if you're going to go to the length to make a sweet potato casserole, just make a sweet potato pie. Make it simple. There's a sweetness there, some graininess there. It's super delicious. I'd rather have that than a pumpkin pie, but they're not super available. You got to usually make them by yourself.
Right.
But yeah, no sweet potato casserole. That's just weird.
It's just,
in fact, if anything, it's ruining the nutritious enhancements of a sweet potato by shoving it full of sugar and marshmallow and all that stuff. Blech, give me a sweet potato pie any day.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You have veto power over Thanksgiving Day side dishes. Martha from Madison. Good morning, Martha. What's got to go?
Good morning. It would have to be green bean casserole. As you said before, no food should ever be gray, so that great gravy soup mixture that goes in the green bean casserole, that's a no for me, hard no, and I'm not like Cindy, I'm not open to it.
You're never going back to green bean casserole.
I've never even tried it. It cannot get onto my plate. Like, just the visual of it is so disgusting to me that it can't be on my side of the table.
It joins the family of one of the most odious abominations ever, which is the creamed food stuff with cream corn or cream peas. Green bean casserole is usually got a cream sauce.
Well, it's a cream of mushroom soup is what you use.
No, thank you.
All right, then. Martha, Greg agrees with you. Thank you so much for calling 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Text her from the 541. When you're in Wisconsin, you have to have cranberry sauce, jellied and whole. but I can do without the green bean casserole.
Yeah.
And I don't mind green bean casserole.
I'll take the cranberries, whether they're hand done or whether it's plopping out of a can. I'm fine.
You have to have the nice natural tin ridges.
Exactly.
Around the
and
jelly.
And you got to cut them.
Cranberry.
We're getting a lot of texts too. Holy cow. People have got opinions.
Check in 844-967-2789. Rob from Port Edwards, our friend. Good morning, Rob. What has got to go? What are you vetoing at the Thanksgiving table this year?
You realize I'm going to have to go into the witness protection plan for this comment here, but anything cranberry, I've endured for well over 60 years, the cranberry relish, the cranberry jellied stuff out of the can, the stuff mixed with the orange bits and on and on and on. And I'm in the cranberry capital of the world, and I'll be probably firebombed later.
We'll keep it on the down low, Rob. Yeah, no, we won't tell anybody.
Your secret's safe with us, Rob. Just leave your last name, your social security number, and your credit card information. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Last word, right. Take care. Have a wonderful day.
You too, sir.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Rob. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
Mark from the Sack checking in, listening on WMDX in Madison. Gravy, a good gravy, is great. Slathered over stuffing, turkey, and mashed potatoes can't be beat. Mm. Made with turkey drippings and giblets is the way to go.
I'm getting hungry now. Getting hungry.
I do. Gravy and stuffing is one of the most wonderful things on the planet.
This year, I'm going to really try to stay away from the appetizers of the house on Thursday because I want to be able to enjoy some Thanksgiving dinner, not just like, you know, I've eaten 2 pounds of hummus.
Right. Yeah. All the cheese and the crackers and all that stuff. And then when it comes to the big stuff, you're full already. Cindy, again, checking in from Wausau. She is going to start a support group for people who have been traumatized by anything gray and gelatinous.
Okay.
There's a need.
There's a need.
There is a need.
With an open mind like Cindy. Cindy, do us a favor, too. After this Thanksgiving, if you could text us next Monday, give us a report back on your enhanced sauce, your enhancing sauce
enhancing
experience.
Sauce. I like enhancing sauce. Other than that, I don't think there's really any. I mean, again, I'm not a big turkey fan.
I was hoping someone was going to say, like, every year my Aunt Bertha makes
Dupamoosh.
Oh, wow. That just came out of your face quick.
It's a joke from Will Durst.
Oh, Will Durst.
Yes.
Oh, we went to the same high school.
Waukesha native.
Went to the same high school.
He did a whole bit about Aunt Vera's Dupamoosh. And no one could ever identify what it was made out of.
Exactly.
And she brought it every year. And it would sit there and everyone would try to move it around a little bit. So you wouldn't hurt Aunt Vera's feelings.
No one said turkey.
No one has said turkey.
Because I know people who are like, I don't like turkey. I do ham or I do a chick. They'll do like a special kind of like deep fried chicken or that kind of thing. Kelvin, what about you? What's a side that just got to go? Adios.
I in consensus with Martha, green bean casserole gotta go.
Get it out of here.
Man, I like it with the little. Onion crunchy things on top.
More for you.
More
then.
For me.
More for you then.
All right. And finally, from Stevens Point, listening on WFHR, sweet potatoes. That's got my vote.
Blocked and reported. They're delicious.
There's no wrong answer, Greg.
There is a wrong answer.
There's no wrong answer. Coming up, the mayor of Waukesha, Sean Riley, is going to be joining us. There is a memorial this afternoon. Today is the 2-year anniversary of the attack on the Waukesha Christmas Parade. It's really a really beautiful memorial. So we're going to talk to the mayor about who sculpted that and all the events and how you can take part. If you're here in Waukesha, there are going to be some road closures as well that you're going to want to be aware of. So please stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jerky, stuff it in my jerky. Take a Furby, stuff it in my jerky. A tofurkey, stuff it in my jerky. A tiny turkey, stuff it in my jerky.
Stuff my turkey all night long. Sing the turkey stuffing song.
Take a baguette,
stuff it in my jerky.
A chia pet,
stuff it in my jerky.
Floppy diskette,
stuff it in my jerky.
A clarinet,
stuff it in my jerky. Stuff my turkey all night long. Sing the turkey stuffing song.
A cheese grater.
Stuff it in my turkey.
Some now and later.
Stuff it in my turkey.
A shake a waiter.
Stuff it in my turkey.
A shake a waiter.
Stuff it in my turkey.
Stuff
my turkey all night long. Sing the turkey stuffing song.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Ooh. Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Love, 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 love.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are listening in Amory on WLAK or on the Eagle in La Crosse on WLCX, thank you so much for being with us. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. And you can always check in if you want to call or text at 844-967-2789. Somber moment. And I'm really grateful that you were able to join us. Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley is on the phone with us. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And I really appreciate you making time for this. I know you've got a really busy day today. Today, tragically, is the two-year anniversary of the attack on the Waukesha Parade. So tell us about today's memorial. What's going to happen, Mayor Riley, and how can people get involved?
Sure. So at 4:39, which is the time that the tragedy started, I guess. We're going to be right down at the Five Points to dedicate our first memorial right on Main Street. We're expecting quite a few people, many of the people who were impacted by the parade tragedy, but also just the public who supports and is trying to help people heal. So there'll be a program. I'm expecting it to be about a half an hour. We'll have Sherry Sparks and Taylor Coolidge are going to be speaking. They both lost people in the parade tragedy. And we'll have I'll be speaking and police and fire chief. So it's for me, it's a somber time, but I think it's very necessary to help people heal. And that's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting there to be grief, but also healing.
I know, Mayor Riley, that Healing Hearts and the United for Waukesha Resiliency Center are also going to be there. And I would imagine that that's been a great resource for people over the last couple of years, Healing Hearts especially.
Definitely. There's no question. So, you know, one of the things I've learned through all this is mental health is very, very important for people. When you go through a trauma like this, and it's not just the people who lost a family member, it's the people who witnessed it. It was the people who are injured too. You know, if you think you're having a problem, get the help. And through the Healing Hearts and Waukesha Resiliency Center, you can get that help for free. So if you think you're having any type of issues, if you're not sleeping, if you have a lot of grief, you know, contact them. They'll be down there and you can set up like a meeting in the future with them too.
Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley is joining us talking about today's memorial that will be happening at 4:39 p.m. at the Five Points intersection in downtown Waukesha. Let's talk a little bit about this memorial, Mayor, because I think it's just beautiful.
It is. It is. I don't know if you've seen, there's going to be an inscription on it too, which I think really says a lot also. Our Parade Memorial Commission has worked really hard on making these memorials really something that speaks to the community. I do have the inscription in front of me if you want.
Absolutely, please.
Sure. Like a ribbon woven, we are stronger together. One ribbon representing the victims, one ribbon representing all that were affected. Looking through an open heart upon the city, a symbol of healing and strength. In tragedy, our community unites. Dedicated to those who lost their lives, were injured, and all who were touched by the tragedy at the Waukesha Christmas Parade.
That's so beautiful. It really is. And in conjunction with this beautiful memorial that's in the shape of a heart that you can see through, and it's got the two ribbons on either side, it's really, really lovely. And I just applaud you, Mayor Riley, and all the residents of Waukesha and all the organizations and businesses that came together after this happened. It really has been impressive to see the community and surrounding communities come together.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. The support that the Waukesha community has received from right around here, but even throughout the state, throughout the nation, and throughout the world is truly amazing. I do want to say that the Waukesha Parade Memorial Commission was people who were deeply impacted by it. Those were the members. There was two elected officials, two alder people on that commission, but it was very purposeful to have the commission create the memorials, decide what was on there. So it's very organic. It wasn't like the city government deciding what was going to be done.
Yeah, right.
It was the people who were really impacted.
Well,
so
it's
I like that.
Yeah, definitely. That's just wonderful. Well, I hope it is a wonderfully healing ceremony this afternoon at 4:39, Five Corners in downtown Waukesha. Mayor Riley, there are going to be some road closures starting a little bit later on. Is that correct?
Yeah, you won't be able to drive through the Five Points. I don't know when it starts. It may be on our website. I probably should have looked into that.
No worries.
I would say about an hour before, you will not be able to drive through the Five Points, but there are parking ramps, two of them downtown. So if you can't find parking, there should be parking in both of the ramps. The one is across the river near City Hall. It's about a four block walk. And then there's also one right off of Wisconsin Avenue. And you can get into it through Main Street, but also through Wisconsin Avenue. And that has a lot of spots too. So if you're worried about parking, either one of those should work.
Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley, thank you so very much for taking time out for us, Mayor.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Stay with us. Coming up next, we have the news at noon, followed up by the Todd Albaugh Show. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you, Greg Bach. Thank you to all of you who listened and called and texted in today. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow morning starting at 10 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Waukesha. Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval.
Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief.
Things are looking good at the moment.
President Biden says he's optimistic as Israel holds meetings to approve a possible deal to win the release of several dozen Hamas hostages. Correspondent Imtiaz Taieb.
We do